fellow Dominicans, I address you today as promised on the unfolding events leading up to the general elections. Subsection 54(1) of the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Dominica provides that, and I quote, the president may at any time prorogue or dissolve parliament, unquote. Subsection 54(4) provides that, and I quote, in the exercise of his powers to dissolve parliament, the president shall act in accordance with the advice of the prime minister, unquote. Subsection 12(1) of the House of Assembly Elections Act, Chapter 201 of the Laws of Dominica provides that, and I quote, for the purpose of every general election of members of the House of Assembly, and for the purpose of the election of members to fill vacancies caused by death, resignation, or otherwise, the president shall issue writs under the public seal of the state addressed to the returning officers of the respective constituencies for which members are to be returned. The writs shall be forwarded to the chief elections officer for transmission to the several officers. Unquote. The writ dissolving the House of Assembly and fixing nomination day for Tuesday, 19th November 2019, and election day for Friday, 6th December 2019, was gazetted in the Official Gazette number 49 of 6th November 2019. And writs issued to each of the 21 returning officers, also dated 6th of November 2019, were forwarded to the chief elections officer that same day for transmission to the 21 returning officers. In a matter of days following the issuance of the publication of the said writ, on Monday, 11th of November 2019 to be precise, a number of persons took to gathering outside of the State House, calling for electoral reform and engaging in disruptive behavior. These spates of disorderly conduct escalated to the point where, on Monday, the 18th November 2019, the night before nomination day, the police was forced to discharge tear gas to disperse a crowd of protesters who breached police barricades and attempted to storm the gates of the State House. The protesters then rampaged through the streets of Roseau and other areas, overturning garbage bins and lighting fires on the streets. It is against this background that, as head of state, I embarked on a series of meetings and consultations with the churches, community-based organizations, and the two major political parties to discuss the current acts of violence and disorder with a view to preserving the peace and the tranquility of the country in the days leading up to the general elections and the period thereafter. The series of meetings and consultations commenced on Wednesday, the 20th of November, 2019, and ended on Friday, the 29th of November, 2019. At these fora, the representatives of the various institutions were given the opportunity to express their concerns regarding electoral reform, the current heightened temperature in the period leading up to the general elections, and the provisions of subsection 19(1)(d) of the House of Assembly Election Act regarding the power assigned to the president to adjourn the holding of the poll to a later date. That subsection, however, requires the president to be satisfied that the electoral list for all constituencies or for any particular constituency will not be printed before the day appointed under Section 12 for the holding of the poll, or that essential electoral supplies or materials will not be available in adequate quantities upon the day of the poll. The president has been assured that all is ready for the holding of the poll. There was a general consensus that rioting and violence was not an acceptable part of campaigning for a general election, as is reflected in the joint statements issued by the DAIC and the DHTA, the statement by the Dominica Christian Council, and by the Dominica Association of Evangelical Churches. At the end of the meeting with the Labour Party and the United Workers' Party, facilitated by the Bishop of Roseau and the Methodist Superintendent Minister, along with the President, and held on November 27, 2019, the Prime Minister and leader of the Labour Party and the leader of the opposition and leader of the United Workers' Party both affixed their signatures to the code of conduct drawn up by the Dominica Christian Council and the Dominica Association of Evangelical Churches since 2009 and signed by the parties for the 2009 and the 2014 general elections. My fellow Dominicans, the writs issued by the President on the 6th day of November 2019 for the dissolution of Parliament and the fixing of dates for nomination of candidates on Tuesday, 19th day of November 2019, and for the holding of general elections on Friday, the 6th day of December 2019, are entirely lawful and in keeping with the provisions of subsection 51(4) of the Constitution and subsection 12(1) of the House of Assembly Elections Act. Notwithstanding the number of issues which have arisen, including the details of the various issues raised in the consultations and in an exchange of letters between the attorney acting on behalf of Honorable Lennox Linton, Mr. Loftus Durand, Mr. Atherton Martin, Dr. Irving Pascal, and other concerned citizens and the Office of the President are all now the subject of an application before the court and cannot be discussed at this time. Today, the High Court has given its ruling, but the attorney for the applicants has stated that an appeal will be filed. This, therefore, is a matter for the courts to decide. I have seen videos of disruptive behavior in Marigot yesterday. I have also seen videos of the Bishop of Roseau being harassed and verbally abused in the most shameful manner by the protesters in Marigot yesterday. This is reprehensible behavior which I condemn without reservation. I also call on all church leaders to condemn this lawless behavior, and in particular, to condemn the verbal assault on the Bishop of Roseau. I further call on the professional and community-based organizations to similarly add their voices of condemnation and to call for peace and respect for the rights of all to go about their legitimate business peacefully. In this regard, I commend the police high command and rank and file for their restraint. As we draw closer to polling day on Friday, December 6, 2019, I urge all Dominicans to conduct themselves in a responsible and respectful manner. We all have a responsibility to abide with the provisions of the law and to promote the upkeep of law and order throughout this land that God has blessed us with. Let us be instruments of peace and pray daily for a peaceful journey to the polls and beyond as we continue to work towards building the first climate-resilient country in the world. In this season of goodwill, may the peace of Almighty God reign in our hearts, and may His light shine upon us all. I thank you.